This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Deep space high, space for all.
Jump into your wormhole and travel to deep space high. The school is space. But hurry, because lessons are about to begin.
All right, settle down, everyone. As you know, this term we're looking into the future.
Brilliant! Time travelling again.
Not that sort of future, Sam. We're looking at all the sorts of space jobs you could do when you're older. And that whatever your interests are, there's a career in space for you.
But I just don't think I'm cut out to be a rocket scientist. I can't even do a Rubik's Cube. I've no clue what I want to do when I'm older.
Not so fast. Space is for everyone, not just the rocket scientists. For example, Zlot, what's your favourite subject?
Well, we had a cool geography school trip to the free-floating planets in Orion. That was fun. They are these cool little planets that don't have a sun to orbit. They just drift through space on their own.
So, Zlot, why was it fun?
Well, it was interesting to travel to a new place. Looking at maps on the way to plan our route and then swooping through the colourful gas and plasma clouds of the Horsehead Nebula, it was like flying through a rainbow. And then seeing the planets with our own eyes. So cute. And they're all different. When we got back, we drew maps of where we had been, and of the planets too.
But could that be, like, an actual job? Doing geography about space?
Geography is all about studying the physical features of a planet. The surfaces, whether mountains or valleys, seas or forests, and working out why there are differences. Those differences might be due to what they're made of, or the weather, or magnetic activity, like volcanoes. No two planets are alike. Now, on Earth, people who study geography are called geographers. In space, we talk about planetary scientists. And with 10 septillion planets in the observable universe, that's a lot of surfaces to study.
What's a septillion?
A blooming big number. Come on, computer simulation. Exoplanet 55 Cancri E. Twice as big as Earth, but 8 times as heavy. That was a puzzle until planetary scientists figured out that it's largely made of diamonds and a bit of graphite. Quite a different landscape, eh? Okay, what about this one? Computer sim GJ1214B.
It's boiling here, and this mist, I can't see a thing.
This has been described as like no planet we know of. It's mostly composed of water with a thick, steamy atmosphere. And if you want to get hotter, Sam, computer sim WASP-12B.
There's fire everywhere. Not sure I like it.
This is the hottest exoplanet that's ever been discovered. It's a toasty 2,250 degrees Celsius. It's so hot because it's only 2 million miles from its sun. Okay, back to class. So, as you can see, surface landscapes can be hugely different from planet to planet for a host of reasons. And planetary scientists study them carefully to find the reasons why.
So, no rocket science needed.
Like I've said, space isn't just for rocket scientists and astrophysicists, even though they are important. If we want to visit new planets, we need experts who have the skills to study them and give us information about what they're made from and how they were formed. People who'll study a planet's gravity and magnetic fields, and the geological processes that have changed it over millions, even billions of years. Geographers and geologists, planetary scientists. Maybe you'll be one of them's lot.
I could make maps so people don't get lost, or could find the best places to put buildings or land spacecraft.
Exactly.
I wish I had a favourite subject. I mean, geography's okay, but...
Don't give up yet, Sam. There's as many jobs in space as there are stars in the sky.
Quark, did you have to?
Although I think one quark is quite enough.
Deep Space High, space for all. With support from the UK Space Agency. Find out more at funkidslive.com/space.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.